You're listening pretty late, and that's the Belvederes with Valentine. They'll be playing live in the Allstate Showcase Studio in just a little bit. And by the way, there's a record store that is closing. Shake, Rattle, and Reed is going to be closing this weekend. And from noon until 6, Tuesday and Wednesday, they'll be giving away everything in the store at 4812 North Broadway. That's right, free. The owner's trying to avoid leaving everything in the dumpsters. So bring your boxes, bring your bags, and take as much as you want. Craig, are you going to go over there? You don't live too far from there.
Yeah. I'm going to swing by there. Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of records left. I think it's predominantly books because he had a bunch of books too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, free stuff in a cool record store, so why not?
And say goodbye to a record store.
Yeah,
one of the few that are left.
Yeah, there's not many.
Mm-mm.
And they keep falling.
But I have a record player at home. I bought one for Steve years ago, and then I believe he just bought himself another one, and I don't think he's used either one of them in the entire... I'm going to go ahead and say the entire 20 years I've been with him, I've never seen him put an album.
Does he have like collection of records at least?
He does. I do. My father's entire collection of albums I still have as well. I've never seen him drop a needle on them.
Maybe go home and put one on tomorrow.
I got to go right now.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, not right now. That would be bad.
Well, we have the Belvederes here. They could play some music. we've got the pre-record with the Marines.
You guys ready for like a marathon set? You're going to do songs until 1 o'clock.
For an hour. Play. But yeah, you're right. I should go ahead and listen to this. You know what I still have? I still have my first copy. And this is, I don't know if this is something that's familiar to you or Esmeralda. I know some of the listeners will know.
Give it a shot.
Free to Be, You and Me.
No, I have no idea what that is.
Esmeralda, do you know what I'm talking about? Anybody in the studio?
Oh, who is that?
It's actually a collection of performers, of artists, comics and singers, musicians. I think that Mel Brooks might even be, that's a lot of people are on that. But it's a children's album that has a lot of fun, you know, sort of goofy songs on it, but it's also, about identity, confidence. There's one, Bob Ferguson, do you remember the album Free to Be You and Me? Do you know? Okay. 312-981-7200. I can't be the only person on the planet that's within earshot that knows what Free to Be. And right now I'm surrounded by people who have no idea what I'm talking about. I have to Google it. I haven't listened to it in years. If you started playing any of it, I would probably be able to sing along with it because I listened to it constantly when I was a child. And perhaps it explains my music skills because I learned it all from this album. But Free to Be, You and Me came along. I also had a book that accompanied it. There were poems and there were sort of like little, are you finding anything about Free to Be?
Is Girlland a thing on it?
Yeah.
Do you know if Girlland's a thing on it? Well, I'm watching a Starburst commercial, but after this ends...
I can't remember how that one goes, but yeah.
No, I found it. I mean,
there have to be people
there's a Wikipedia and everything. This it?
No.
Okay. This is
maybe it is. Oh boy,
yeah, Mel Brooks is also on this.
Yeah, Mel. Yeah, yes. It's kind of creepy now that you're playing.
This is really, but this is from Babes in Toyland.
Maybe that's not it then. Is that it?
No, this is a song from this album, but it's also from Babes in Toyland.
There are people. Marlo Thomas was, I believe, one of the big driving forces behind. She is Marlo Thomas and Friends, and Alan Alda. Look at all these people that were on this. I remember this fondly when I was a kid. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But really, this sounds a little creepy. I'm going to be honest with you.
This was a weird pick for someone to put this on. Out of all the things that are probably on this,
that's the creepiest one.
Okay.
Jill, tell people I'm not crazy, or at least tell my guests in the studio, Craig and Esmeralda as well, that I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy. This was it was actually a movie.
It was?
Made by Marlo Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the album that went along with it.
Oh, I didn't know there was a movie. Interesting.
Yeah. It was like a mixture of cartoon and movie.
Mm-hmm.
It had like little short skits and everything.
Yes, that's what I remember. Is like there were bits throughout the album. I just had the album and the book.
Yeah, we watched it when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was a movie.
What do you think I am?
Oh, here, Jill, remember this? This I know is Mel Brooks.
I'm just born. I'm a baby. I don't even know if I'm under a tree or in a hospital or what. I'm just so glad to be here.
Well, I'm a baby, too.
Have it your own way. I don't want to fight about it.
What, are you scared?
Yes, I am. I'm a little scared. I'll tell you why. See, I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl yet.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, if you're a boy and I'm a girl, you can beat me up. You think I want to lose a tooth my first day alive?
What's a tooth?
Search me. I'm just born. I'm a baby. I don't know nothing yet.
You think you're a girl?
I don't know. I might be. I think I am. I've never been anything before. Let me see. Let me take a little look around. Cute feet, small, dainty. Yep, yep. I'm a girl. That's it. Girl time.
What do you think I am?
You? That's easy. You're a boy.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. I'm alive already 4 or 5 minutes, right? I haven't been wrong yet.
Gee, I don't feel like a boy.
That's because you can't see yourself.
Why? What do I look like?
Bald. You're bald, fella. Bald, bald, bald. You're bald as a ping pong ball. Are you bald?
So?
So? Boys are bald and girls have...
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Who's bald, your mother or your father?
My father.
I rest my case.
Hmm, you're bald too.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Don't look.
Why?
Ugh, a bald girl.
How about that, Jill? That was one of that. I don't know why that's one of the things I remember the most. And I like, as a, even as a kid, I'm like, that's Mel Brooks.
Yeah, and there was like, that was like, there were like two like Muppet babies in cribs looking at each other.
Oh, see, I never had any visuals. I just had the audio to that.
They were Muppet babies?
Yeah.
Like Muppet-ish,
oh.
I think she
Muppet-ish.
Said.
Muppet-ish.
We're not talking about like Kermit and Piggy.
No. There were babies that
like
were
Muppets.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the whole idea was Marlo Thomas wanted to show like girls and boys can be whatever they wanted to be.
This might explain my addiction to stand-up comedy. If this is what I was listening to instead of listening to music, Craig, this might explain a lot. Because I prefer to listen to comedy albums.
Well, because she said Muppet Babies, and I remember that. That's totally different. The show was so good.
It was creepy.
They were baby Muppets.
They were creepy.
It was like 15 years after, you know, this Free to Be You and Me came out, though.
Right.
Listen to this lineup, Jill. It was Alan Alda, Harry Belafonte, Mel Brooks, Rita Coolidge, Billy D. Wolf, Roberta Flack, Rosie Grier, Michael Jackson, Kris Kristofferson, Tom Smothers, the voices of the East Harlem, and Dionne Warwick. That's quite the lineup. I had no
idea. They used to. That was like our big treat in first and second grade to watch that movie.
I now have to watch the movie. Do you think it stands up to the test of time?
Well, I've YouTubed some of the clips from it, and not really.
All right, then maybe what I had in my imagination is what I'll have to live with. I think that'll work.
Yeah.
There you go. I wish I played this for my kids while they were growing up. Now they're a little too old for this, I think. And maybe even then. Well, thank you, Jill. I appreciate you chiming in and sharing this memory with me.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I think, Craig, I think that if you're listening to Mel Brooks
right.
when
that's
you're four and just cracking up, that's going to kind of shape you.
He was making some really good kid jokes.
He
wasn't
was.
Sure if he was a boy or a girl.
Yeah, who's got hair, your mother or your father?
I'm bald? Oh, no, a bald girl. By the way, we also got a text from 773. I remember that. Wasn't it also a book? And then the answer is yes.
Yes, I had the book. Yes, yeah. I had the book. So Jill saw the movie. I had the album and the book. And our texter also had the book. So there you go. All these problems have been solved. For those who were worried. More after this on 720 WGN. It is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have the Belvederes in our studio. Here they are playing Closed Doors.
Sometimes you just never that she up and left her papa all alone. And I guess it goes to show, sometimes you just never know the heartaches of a young one girl behind your closed door. The heartaches of a young one girl behind your closed door. Oh, the heartaches of a young one girl behind your closed door.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the show. That's amazing. That was great. You know, and what was really cool about that, Patty, when you get to a microphone, is he did something.
What was that, Craig?
Our lead singer here and guitarist did something that I dreamed to do in my life, either as a musician at some point or just in general. I love when a guitarist is playing the guitar and really going after it.
Yes.
And then just drops it aside almost completely to
sing. I know. Again. I was like, wait,
it's such a cool moment. I want to do that. Like, if I drive really well, I just want to get out of the car. Just let it roll. Like, I'm finished with this
and
now.
Then, but then you have to run and, like, catch right. up to well, it. Because yeah. he picked it back up and he right. was also back in there.
That was so great, though. That was everything was great, but that one moment was like, I want to live that.
I was, that's the first time I didn't make it back to the mic because yeah, no. I was so drawn into all the. Because I was videotaped. I was trying to video and take photos, and then I thank you so much, Joe, for letting me slip in between you and your microphone. John? Tyler.
Which one?
No, I got it because it's, okay. Wait, it's Joe, Tyler, Joe, and John. See?
That is tough.
No, I got it, though.
Right.
Because he was very nice.
Do they both go by Joe, or does one go by something other than Joe?
Do you use a different name besides Joe or Joseph? Jojo?
Well, there's two of us, so I normally go by Alonzo now. Cause that's
Alonzo? Yeah. Is that, like, even part of your name?
That's my last name.
Alonzo? Okay. Okay. Make sure. I mean, like, he's made it up or
no,
something.
You look like an Alonzo.
Alonzo.
So.
Tyler, what was that?
Nothing.
It was your, you tell me, say it again.
My prison name.
Your prison name.
That's nice.
Yeah, look at that sweet face.
Yeah, he looks young to have been in and gotten out already.
Yes. Can we hear him from
not
the gems?
Not terribly
really?
Well, right, no. Then, he's sort of,
figure
he
that out
like
in
he's in the
a
background.
Minute. Well,
yeah. Anybody that wants to chat with us, though, please move to a microphone.
Can you crawl up back there, Joe, and join me in a microphone over here?
Yeah, you guys.
Tyler, you too, since I...
if you have some sort of stands for your guitars or something.
Yeah.
Although our lead singer can just drop
it. Look, he really has to crawl through. That's how I was videotaping. So Tyler, I'm like, hey, Tyler, I'm going to have to get here between... I could have gone the long way, but I felt like I was getting like the one shot. That was yeah. You guys can all grab microphones.
Everybody
yeah, John, Joe, Tyler, Joe, Alonzo, whatever you want to call yourselves.
We'll take this all the way up to the last.
Your
break
microphone
and then
works.
Do more music
there,
after.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You can pull on the headphones if you'd like.
Yeah, throw on some headphones.
There you go,
gentlemen.
That was some great music. That was it was a little bit of. Am I like a little bit of New Orleans sound to it? Am I?
No. Yes. There's definitely a lot of that. A lot of. New Orleans, some Tex-Mex,
yes,
twists,
all
surf.
That.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
it was a
thank
what,
you.
Who is responsible for? I mean, is it a collaboration? Is it? Are
That's
you doing
very,
the lyrics?
Yeah,
they're all pointing
I
at you, John.
It,
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, no, I wrote it, but it's really collaborative. You know, as far as arrangement and stuff like that,
it's great music. Well, let's start with John, since they're all pointing at you first. Yeah, just plug that in. There's one here and there's one below you as well. So there's you got a couple choices. John, where are you from originally?
Bartlett, Illinois.
From Bartlett?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that way. I apologize. No, my sister lived in Bartlett for a
okay,
while and
cool.
raised my niece and nephew
okay,
there.
Cool.
And it's weird there. Because she's such a... what was that?
She left and never came back.
Where does she live now? She lives like in like West Chicago. Like she kept moving...
It's close.
She
that's,
started in Roselle and
yeah.
then moved to Bartlett.
Yep.
She kept getting like farther and
yeah.
farther away. Do you find that families out there, like they got very crowded and they want
yeah.
more land?
Right, yeah.
There's
yeah,
no sidewalks there.
In Bartlett?
Yeah.
There's
a couple. It was very confusing.
He's very defensive now. Don't say anything negative about Bartlett and the sidewalks.
This is such a random story.
I get that.
Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
a kid at the drive. Once you get a car, you
right.
have more freedom, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You
want
to
for sure.
Yeah?
We always drove on the sidewalks. So.
let's teach people.
That's right.
That was a mistake you made by putting in a sidewalk or two.
Exactly.
Maybe they put some in since I was last there. So are you from Bartlett as well,
No,
Joe?
I'm from Algonquin, Illinois, born and raised.
No. thank you very much, gentlemen, by the way, because a lot of people will say I'm from the northern suburbs, and you guys are very specific. Tyler, where are you from?
Well, the Midwest. Well, I am from
just
Algonquin
as I compliment too. These guys for saying exactly where they're from.
No,
yes.
No. I mean, I live in Algonquin now, but I was born in Iowa. I lived in Minnesota, and now I live in.
You can tell us that. Those are acceptable answers. Yeah, Iowa and Minnesota. They can hear us there. We're heard in 38 states and Canada.
I've never heard of Iowa, Illinois.
Iowa, Illinois. What? Where in Iowa?
I was born in Mason City.
Oh, that's where the Day the Music Died. Not far from there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, you think we don't know these things? Clear Lake. I've been to Okoboji. Back off, all right? It's a very nice Lake Okoboji. Say that a few times.
Lake
Okoboji.
I'm not going to say it once.
I already got tongue-tied on the first try.
I did a road trip many road trips through Iowa. I do stand-up comedy, so I've been on the road a lot.
Oh, it's really boring there.
No, it is not.
Driving.
Driving? It's a little flat. You got to find ways to, you got to find good music, like the Belvedere.
Anyone listening in Mason City, Iowa,
You ever been to T-Birds? Is T-Birds still there by the Surf Ballroom?
I've honestly...
All right, then you have to go check that out. 312-981-7200, our friends in Iowa. Please let me know if T-Birds is still open by the Surf Ballroom. And Joe, where are you from?
I'm also from Algonquin.
Algonquin. So so we have three of you from Algonquin. How did John find the three of you, or vice versa?
Me and John met on a dating website.
Oh, so you have a comedian in the group as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no idea.
Don't indulge him.
The short answer to that is my dad played guitar and sang in bands with his uncle, who was a drummer.
Okay.
So we pretty much reversed roles, and as soon as we were able to drive on the sidewalks in Bartlett, we drove it to each other's house and started practicing, and we've been best pals ever since.
Look at that. John is neither negating nor affirming any of that information.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want to hurt the other two on air.
Yes. So where did you pick up? Yeah, where did you pick up Tyler and Joe then? Just sort of along the way.
These guys all went to school together.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go to school?
Dundee Crown. Yeah. Dundee Crown in Carpentersville.
He's very...
D.C. what?
I feel like you were either in the military or a spy. He's like, no, I don't. You have that very, this is what the answer is.
Oh, he's very much like that, yes.
Yeah, where does that come from? I'm just curious. Because so many people, here's what I find. There's a lack of urgency these days. Do you ever notice, like, when you're talking to someone, they're like, yeah. Like, you are not, all four of you are not at all. You have answers, you're ready to go. You have a sense of purpose, and I
we
like
had
that.
A lot of caffeine before we got
that
here.
Is true.
We all worked
that
today.
Is very true.
Where do you work?
Oh, can we say that?
Yeah. You can tell me what kind of job you do.
Joe Noki and Tyler and I all work in the same assisted living home.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the work that you do.
Oh, my goodness. Don't thank us. Thank the generations before us that we work with for laying the groundwork to...
What is this amazing band awesome. You've brought to me, Craig? This is fantastic. No, I mean, because this is what magic is happening in the studio right now.
I have no idea.
They work in an assisted living, three of them, at least facility, and I'm trying to thank them, and they're like, no, these people deserve to be cared for.
They do.
No, but there are people that won't do a job like that because they're like, grossed out by it. Families rely on you to keep their family members safe. So thank you so very much for that.
Well, thank you.
All right, then.
And by the way, they're also really great musicians from the 815, a very Cajun sound, but I like it a lot. Nice.
Why the butt? I love Cajun.
Very Cajun. I don't know.
But why the butt?
Why the butt?
Nothing wrong with the butt. More after this on 720 WGN. I'm hanging out with the Belvedere. Is it the Belvedere's or Belvedere's? The Belvedere's. They are they're live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and here they are playing a new song called Hurtin' Time. Hurtin' Kind. I wrote it down on everything, Craig. It's a Hurtin' Kind.
Thank you.
That's the Belvederes playing Hurt and Kind. They have some live shows coming up. On May 28th, they'll be at Fitzgerald's with Bart Alonzo. Any relation there, Jim? All right. He's like, that's my dad. Come back over. You guys can grab some microphones.
They're playing with his dad? That's awesome.
Are you opening for your dad or are you...
Oh,
come on, sit down. Yeah, tell us your interesting story. Everybody grab.
If your dad's opening for
hello,
you.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Is your dad listening right now?
Yeah, my dad's probably.
Yeah, he just texted me.
Did he really?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad. Did he really?
And hey, Mom, if you're listening too.
Why is he texting you and not texting Joe?
That's a good question.
Because they're
question.
Best friends.
Because we're best friends.
Because me and him have a competition. My dad and I have a competition for John. It's a weird
Who John
dynamic.
Likes more? Who do you like more, Joe or his dad?
Oh, I can't.
That's not the competition. The competition exists between me and Bart, but there's no competition between me and Bart.
You call your dad Bart?
Well, yeah, because the people out there need to know who I'm talking about. Bart Alonzo.
You say Dad. We say Bart.
Okay. So, Dad, hello.
Aw, that got sweet very quickly. Yes, Craig?
You can call him Daddy Bart if you want to or something. Like
Daddy
gotta
Bart?
Be, you
gotta call him
Papa Bart.
Papa Bart.
Like that.
That works.
How come not Papa Alonzo?
Papa Bart. I mean, there's so many of us that are
because he's Papa Alonzo.
That's true. I do
he's
have two sons.
Two boys.
Oh, now we got to know about Papa Alonzo. Why are you Papa Alonzo?
Because he has two sons.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
They're home listening. No, I'm just kidding. They're sleeping.
How old are your sons?
They just turned 17 months and 5 months this weekend.
Wow, Irish twins over here.
That's what I say.
Yes. Yeah. You got Irish twins over here. I mean, it doesn't have any, it's just when they're born in the same calendar year.
Right.
Yes.
Do they rock?
Do they? They're 17 months and five.
No,
they rock. I don't know if that's what you said.
Yes.
Oh, they rock.
If you put your headphones on, you can hear Craig. Yeah, you got to plug those bad boys in. So, okay.
Come on now.
How many other dads do we have?
Oh, one.
Joe? Just the one. Why am I not surprised? He's now wearing two sets of headphones, one around his neck and one.
There were two of them there. I didn't know which one was working.
None of them are working.
Are any of them working now? Can you hear
Craig? They're working great.
Yes,
okay, great.
Excellent. What are your sons' names?
Joseph and Michael.
First name and middle name.
So is it Joe Jr.?
Yeah, Joseph Michael and Michael James that we did after my father-in-law. Because he never had a son, so.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So you want Michael squared with it.
Exactly. We're not very
We like
original.
To call him Mick James.
We do call him Mick James.
Because his middle name's James.
Right.
Do you guys hang out with the babies?
Oh, they're great babysitters. They're my babysitters of choice.
It was actually his birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was yesterday. Now it's not yesterday.
Yeah,
it's
we had to throw a surprise party, and we get to hang out with the kids all the time.
Yeah. That was a surprise? Go out and have a good time. We're going to take care of the kids.
I think that is a surprise.
That is a good surprise.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Oh, I was so surprised.
What kind of lies did they tell you to set you up for your surprise
Nothing
party?
Nothing really. Nothing really. They asked me what I was doing when I was leaving work. Like we said previously, we all work together, so at one point they thought I was leaving early around like 2 o'clock
or
something.
Yeah, I freaked out, yeah.
And Noki was like, you're not leaving early, are you? I'm like, no, my goodness. Like, leave me alone. It's
my day. Why are you all on top of me?
Why? What are you doing? I'm like, I'm working.
And my mom was being weird, too, because she was like, oh, I'm going to come over and we're going to order pizza. And I was like, okay. She's like, when should I order the pizza? When will you be home? Because that was like her trying to like cover
She's
for
mining
it.
You for information about when
oh,
you're getting
great.
Home.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, mom.
She's doing recon?
Yeah. I was like, order it whenever you want. It's pizza.
So. Yes, Craig?
I just am proud that he named one of his kids after himself because I also will do that when I do have children. You got to name at least one you, Junior.
Yeah.
If I were to do that, it would be the fourth.
That's true.
The fourth?
Yeah.
So, John.
That'd be like really.
Yeah.
So you have two Joes in your band and many Johns at home.
Right. Oh, yeah. And we're Irish Catholic, so we got lots of Johns all throughout the family. Johns and Marys.
Johns, Marys, and Michaels. There's a lot of Michaels.
Michaels.
Davids, Daniels.
James.
No Daniels?
Oh, Patrick's? I got a Daniel. Right. I got a Daniel cousin. What's Daniel cousin. Hi, Dan.
Daniel cousin. You can use the microphone.
That is an Irish name.
What's an Irish name?
Fitzgerald is an Irish name.
Fitzgerald is an Irish name. That's where we're playing on Saturday.
Oh, so let's remind everybody. Saturday.
It was a subtle little plug.
But yeah, really quickly, Bart Alonzo is my dad. We're going to be his backing band from about 9 to 10.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to take the stage just by our lonesome. And then we're going to play for about an hour or so.
We're working on it.
And Fitzgerald's is a great place. We've opened there for a bunch of acts before, and they were kind enough to kind of give us the place for the night.
Well, you guys make great music. So this is it. Fitzgerald on Saturday, beginning at 9 o'clock, as you mentioned, and then starting at 10, you're going to take over the stage.
Correct,
just
and that's at Fitzgerald's nightclub, Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. I like that your schedule includes private event, so none of us can go to that. At least, not that I know of.
What's the private?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's another surprise. See, sorry, we didn't mean to.
The day after that, or yeah, I think it's a birthday party or something the next week.
Excellent.
Yeah,
Do you just post your calendar for everyone to look at?
Yeah.
They have a private. It also lets people know.
Well, just so that because then otherwise, if people hit us up, or ask mm-hmm. if we can play a date or what, they know that we're
and it looks really
booked.
Good.
And it looks like we're busy.
God, they play private events.
And also that you do private events. So, we should lock them up for a private event.
Right.
Exactly.
I agree. So how can people book you for a private event?
They go to belvedere.com. They can email us at thebelvedere'sband@gmail.com. That's the Belvedere's, spelled with all E's, the vodka.
Like the vodka.
Like the vodka, not the town.
Right, not with an I, no I's.
Not like the town. No,
are we saying that more people should put fake private events in their schedule every so often? If they
maybe.
Like,
the backfire is then maybe someone won't approach you for a real gig.
For that day. Make sure you're working, yeah. Also, you could put corporate event so that people know that you're available for corporate events, which pay more.
Big money, private event.
Right, the corporate
expensive.
Greed. You don't want to be that kind of band.
No, it's... Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry that I landed on this picture. Craig, did you go to my Facebook page and see the picture? I shouldn't share it with these young men. I'm not sure how old they are, but I feel bad. Well, especially because one of them's a father. He doesn't...
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you see this? What's in the box? I found a picture of a vintage adult toy. And it's called it's called the de-icer for the frigid female.
That's on the box.
But here's the thing: what cracks me up about it is look at the cord. The plug-in cord is it's very short.
It looks like a hot dog.
Look like a hot dog.
It looks exactly like a hot dog.
So I was just very fascinated by this, and now I started Googling vintage adult toys, and I've gone down the wrong rabbit hole.
So that's why he was making that face behind you, because he saw your screen before.
Did you see that? I don't know how that was on my. It's on my Facebook page. Got a lot of comments. It's an interesting thread. So that's the kind of private events these guys are doing. They're also going to be playing in Racine, Wisconsin. They'll be playing at Third Coast Wood Fire Pizza and Pub. At 207 Gaslight Circle in Racine. And by the way, Racine, again, another place that people can hear us. So.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Be
so
there.
Is that a regular gig? Because you've got three Saturdays
We've
coming up.
We've never played there before, but we just booked a few up for this summer.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
Nice to have a regular gig, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you know where you'll be.
Right.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Exactly.
And how can people download some of your music?
You can go right to our website, thebelvedere'sbelvedere.com. There's a music page. We're on iTunes, we're on Amazon, CD baby.
And it is great music. And you were saying that it's a lot of collaboration. You do the lyrics and music and then the arrangement.
Joe Noki writes too, but the songs that we're playing tonight, I wrote. Mm-hmm. But we do a lot of collaborating as far as arrangements and things like that.
How long have you been writing music?
I've been trying to write music I guess I first started writing songs that...
Over 10 years ago.
I guess... When I was 13, 14, that was when I really started writing songs, I guess.
What kind of music inspired you? What was your jam when you were a kid?
The easy answer that comes right to mind is the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Beatles freaks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's one of my first memories. Beatles. One of my first memories is hearing Tom Petty. My dad had the Tom Petty Greatest Hits CD. So hearing Free Fallin' sitting on the living room floor, that was one of my first memories. So,
Tyler, what was the first instrument you played?
The tuba.
The tuba?
Yeah.
It's really interesting you ask him that because,
I'm actually a tuba player.
Tuba.
What drew you to, was that something that you were handed as nobody else wanted to play it, or were
no,
you drawn to that?
Because they ran out of, they didn't have any more saxophones.
Exactly. See,
that's
what I'm saying.
What I wanted to be a saxophone player. They're like, no, how about a brass instrument? I'm like, how about the trombone? I'm like, nah.
That seems like a lot of work. You gotta
That's the biggest one. I'll play the tuba.
And how'd that work out for you? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Marching band kind of stuff?
Yeah,
because the tuba players are in demand.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
It translates to the bass.
Yeah, it translates to the bass. That's actually why I picked up bass, because I could actually go up there and read bass clef, so it made sense to play bass.
To go that way?
Yeah.
That's very cool. And how about you, Joe? What was your first instrument?
Oh, I did piano.
You seem like it was like I was forced to.
Oh no, yeah.
A little bit and then.
It was like a parental choice. They're like, "Well, we want to make sure you know your instrument, so we'll start you on piano." Because piano's like,
no, that's really smart. If I ever have kids and they want to get into music, I'm going to make them learn how to play piano. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I tell them like, "Dad, I hate this. Please let me play guitar, Dad."
I just want to carry it around with me.
Cool. Yeah.
And how about you, Joe? Drums all the way?
No, I wanted to play guitar because my dad played guitar, and then we tried bass and piano and all that.
None of it worked.
And it did not work. It didn't work. So we got a set of drums for Christmas, and it was, it wasn't you know, natural talent, but it felt the best. So
it did.
Yeah.
I have a, and I, every time we've abandoned Craig, now I feel like I'm just like I'm in a therapy session with musicians because I have to talk about my 12-year-old.
How does that make you feel?
I know. Well, I have a 12-year-old who enjoys playing music. He is interested. He started out playing piano and is now playing guitar. We are trying to, he's going to play in a band this summer, like at a school. So we're trying to get him into an electric guitar, but he, we can't get him to like, yeah, I guess so. That's fine. Whatever.
What?
Nice. I know. Shouldn't
electric
he be excited?
Guitar.
Shouldn't he be like, shouldn't
it's
he put something in his
ever.
Right. He's like, yeah, I guess. Every time, everything he picks up, he's like, yeah. I think, well, I think for him, and he, this is what I was like a little bit when I was a kid, I think he's worried about how much it costs rather than what feels cool. So,
sure.
Right. So, no, it didn't cross my mind. Yeah,
I think he sees the price tags and he's like, I don't know. Yeah. Yes, Craig?
Real quick, from a lot of the text messages, I wonder if any of the guys have heard of the Mavericks.
Oh yeah. Big
we
Mavericks
see them
fans.
At Thalia Hall.
There's a whole story there.
Bart, did you text us?
There's a whole story.
Is that Bart? Is that your dad? Are you calling your dad Bart again?
Oh, hi, Bart. Hi, Dad.
We are getting a lot of texts that you guys sound like the Mavericks.
Thank
like
you.
Thank you very much.
That's a huge compliment.
We're huge, huge, huge Mavericks fans.
We've met them before, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, sort of a we saw them a few years ago and just kind of hung around the bus waiting for them to come.
And well, the guitar player at the time was they're the nicest guys. They came out and they were like, "Hey, you guys in a band?" And we're like, "Yeah." And they're like, "You were singing every word with us." And they were super just neat guys.
But they've been one of our favorites and certainly one of our big influence on our music for a really long time. So
just,
thank you guys.
Yeah, we actually just got to see them too.
Yeah. We see that's them every year that they go through.
We're going to go to Milwaukee this summer to see him again.
Well, they should go see you at Fitzgerald's.
Yes, they should.
Yes.
Please.
Saturday.
Please.
In Berwyn. You guys, do we have another song or are we?
We can do it.
You know, right before we do that, though, I am curious. If the Mavericks show up to your show, are you going to bump your dad?
Ooh.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
No.
No
okay,
way.
Good. Good.
Wow. It sounded like it was going to go in one direction and
then it went
absolutely
not.
No.
You bet I won't.
No way.
More with the Belvederes when we come back after this on 720 WGN. Having a party on the radio. Little baby girl, love me and squeeze me and love me and don't ever let me go. I can't explain it, but my saving grace. You make my world a beautiful place. Okay, this is like, one of those, like part crooner, part 1950s. That's a great song.
Yeah,
that's Why
much.
By the Belvederes.
Yeah.
What a fun song.
Thank you.
What was the genesis for that?
Total Sam Cooke ripoff. Shameless ripoff. I don't know what else to say.
It's fun. It's,
yeah, no, I, yeah. I
really enjoyed it. Everyone was clapping. Was that a mocking clap, Joe, or was that a...
No, that was the dance I made.
Okay.
I made moves.
You made moves for that song?
For the heart part? That belongs to you. I point.
Yeah, I saw the heart part.
Oh, did he do the heart thing?
I do the little chest pound sort of with the hands.
And then he pointed to another person when it was for that other person.
That's why my heart belongs to you.
It's good interpretive dance with Joe.
That's
with
right.
Joe Alonzo. So are you gonna be doing some of those moves on Saturday at Fitzgerald's?
It would be hard to drum and interpret.
Yeah, I guess so. Do you? I saw live band karaoke on Saturday night, Craig. This
what?
Is something we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
There was a moment. Remember the drummer we had in studio?
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment where he's like going crazy and he flips a drumstick in the air, and I was like, "Oh, he's gonna catch it!" And he just reaches down and grabs another one.
Yeah, no, there's always another one.
It just keeps.
How did live band karaoke go?
They were awesome.
Do you guys like seeing live band karaoke? Because we actually did that once on the radio.
We're going to again.
And it is sometimes fraught with difficulties.
I've never seen it, but you just got to know so many songs to do that as a band. That's crazy. Yeah.
They have a list. And the other thing, it was fun to watch people who were both very vocally talented and those who were not. Because I can't hear music. I don't know when to come in. I don't know when how long something lasts in between the lyrics. And so it was fun to watch other people who also don't know. Because it's not electronic. It's just the sheets of lyrics.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to know.
Right, because, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. Band. It's a band. They're live. They're there.
We've had our fair share of people trying to come up and grab the microphone.
What is that like?
That's fine. We grew up playing bars. Yeah, we've been playing bars for a really long time, so there's a lot.
What was that, Tyler?
We're pretty used to it by now.
Yeah. Are you really used to it?
Yeah.
Hey, can we just do a PSA then? Stop grabbing the microphone, people. Stay off the stage, you know? How is that appropriate behavior?
Does it come from a good place of we're really loving what you're doing?
It comes from a lot of beer.
A lot of inebriation.
Comes from a lot of alcohol.
Have you ever been somewhere, Esmeralda is up in traffic, have you been out at a bar when there's a live band playing and someone just grabs the microphone? No. Wait. Yeah.
Really? What the?
No. I've never. Maybe no, this maybe is like I.
A, we just bring thing. The worst out.
Maybe no, polite fans. No, I was going to say that. That I've seen. I think that it's because they're all sweet faced musicians. I think that people are like.
They won't mind.
They'll let me hang out with them on stage.
Really, yeah.
I think that they're, don't you think, Craig, they're kind of all approachable?
Oh, yeah, they're singing That's Why. They're saying they love me. I'm going up and I'm singing with those guys.
Their hearts are pounding.
I think this song should be a duet.
Joe's pointing at me. I know he is.
Yeah, he was looking right at me. It was meant for me. He wants me to come on stage. I could tell. Well, we'll have more music from the Belvederes. And also we'll hear our interview with the Marines coming up after the news. Hey, I just was looking at the Belvederes website, and I'm like, I want to hear Paul Newman in The Ride Home. But we don't have time tonight. Maybe some other time. I am, again, I'm on the Belvederes.com website because they are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I wanted to know a little bit more about them. You can catch them this Saturday, May 28th at Fitzgerald's. They start playing at 9 o'clock. They'll be taking the stage by themselves. They're playing for Papa Bart at 9, but then they'll be playing their own music at 10 o'clock. But go to their website, thebelvederes.com, for their albums. Right now, here they are with their song, Little Queen. The Belvederes are playing this Saturday at Fitzgerald's. Look forward to having them back in the Allstate Showcase studio for Music Monday once again. Go to their website, thebelvederes.com. They have several albums there that you can download, including Beggar's Heart, The Belvederes, and I really want to know about Paul Newman Right Home, but I'll have to ask them after this on 720 WGN, maybe off the air, because we have the Marines, too.